Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Yud Gimel, the 13th chapter of Tehillim, and this is a Tehillah or Mizmor which is focused on trust. Here's how it goes. The overview and structure of this Mizmor is pretty simple. It is only six psukim long, the first of which is the Koteret, the inscription which reads Lamnatzeach Mizmor David. This is a psalm to the leader David. And then we have three basic sections. The first two psukim after that, Beis to Gimel, are direct complaints. It repeats the phrase Ad Ono four times. Until when? Until when, Hashem? Until when will I suffer? Will you hide yourself? And there's four questions that are posed. It's clearly a very passionate and hurtful complaint. Then we move into the actual plea, which is from Psukim Dalad to Hay, which is where he turns and he says, Habito Aneini Hashem, please help me, look at me, enlighten for me, lest my enemies say that they have the upper hand. And finally, the last pasuk changes the entire tone to hope and trust, where he says, Ani b'chasta chabatachti, I in your kindness have trusted, yageli b'bishosecha, my heart will rejoice in your salvation. Ashir l'Hashem ki gomal alai, I will sing to Hashem because you have given me so much goodness. And that now actually turns us to the themes. You see, on the one hand, the theme seems to be from desperation to trust. The beginning seems to be so much in a state of desperation, but the end seems to be so calm and so trusting. What happened? How did that transformation occur in this very short mizmor? The Dat Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, suggests that there are perhaps three. He actually brings four, but we're going to focus on three potential options. How do we get to that last pasuk from such desperation in the beginning? He suggests that one is that maybe the person is in the desperate situation, they're in the pain they're still feeling, but it is part of the plea. So when it says, Ani b'chasta chabatachti, yogeli b'shuasecho, it's saying, please Hashem, allow me to get to a point where I can rejoice in your salvation. I'm in so much pain now, Hashem help me. So it's more of the same tone as what was said before. That's option number one. Option number two is that the Mishorer, the narrator over here, is saying this after the tzara has passed, meaning the first five psukim are said when the person is actually in the situation of pain. And the sixth pasuk is said when the person actually gets out of that. So many times in our lives, we call to Hashem when we need him, but when we're out, we sometimes forget. And therefore this mizmor is saying, we're not forgetting at the end. The third and really intriguing option is the way we get to that last pasuk of trust is that the actual plea, the actual turning to Hashem itself is what gives the measure of comfort, what gives the measure of trust. Sometimes we're so distraught, we're so confused, we're so in so much pain that we feel completely abandoned. And when we turn to Hashem itself, that itself is the answer. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is described in the Mishnah in Brachos in the fifth parak. Fifth Mishnah, he describes how when he felt that the tefillah is shagura b'fiv, you know that the tefillah is answered. If he felt that there was sort of an ease to the tefillah, obviously we can't work on premonitions like this. He was a very holy individual, but he felt that he knew that the tefillah itself was actually the way of being answered. That's perhaps what seems to be going on over here. It should be noted that there's another theme in this mizmor, and that's what the Malbim points out, and that is that you may get confused, and you may think that this mizmor is about physical salvation, about a person being extradited, a person being saved from the terrible situations that they are in. But the Malbim says no, it is actually the Mishorer is struggling on the brink of a spiritual desperate situation, a situation where he feels abandoned spiritually, where all his innards are and his trust in Hashem are going to fall apart. And therefore the request and the plea are to restore trust itself, not so much the situation being rectified, but the perspective being rectified based on Hashem's trust. The events behind this mizmor are not clear. The Radak says it could be any tsar, any pain in the life of David HaMelech himself, but he points out that it could actually be the galus of the nation as a whole. And that's what most of the Mefarshim say, that this is referring to Israel in the state of exile. And that's why Rashi says the word Ad Ana appears four times, because it is about Ad Ana, until when will each of the four galios, the four exiles, stay. And that's what is being described at the beginning, which is why this mizmor then in a certain sense is referring to even though it's said in a singular lashon, in a singular description, it is clearly referring to the nation as a whole, as one unit, which is being described. This also leads to another option, which actually relates to where this appears in the Tefillah, And that is that there are some siddurim which include this prayer, this Mizmor Yud Gimel, as the prayers for the sick. And that's because of Pasuk Dalet, which seems to suggest, Habito Aneni Hashem Elokai, Ha'ira Einai Peni Shana Maves. Light up my eyes, lest the death causes me to sleep, Rachmana Litzlan. And therefore this is used as a prayer for people in desperate need, in sickness. That is true, but it may not be limited to that. This seems to be, generally speaking, tsar of all types, which can be fitted into this mizmor, and it seems to be globalized sufficiently to have that. Another pasuk which we should be aware of does appear in our tefillah, is the last pasuk, which is "Ani b'chasta chabatach yogel libi b'shrosech ashir al Hashem ki gomal alayt." Appears in the beginning of the pasuk de Zimra. Finally, just one pasuk in the spotlight, very briefly today, and that is pasuk Beis, which where in the Ad Anaz. And in the first level, it's Adonai Hashem Tishkocheni Netzach, Adonai Tastir Es Ponecha Mimeni. Till when will you forget me eternally, Hashem? And until when will you hide your face from me? What are these two descriptions? So the Malbim says that there is different ways that a person can suffer in this world. One hand, it can be Tishkocheni Netzach. That is when Hashem has turned away, Rachmana Litzlan. That means to say Hashem has removed Hashkocha. Hashem is no longer looking at and being considerate with every detail of that person's life, and they are therefore thrown into the give and take, the cause and effect of regular life. Can that person succeed? Yes, in the cause and effect. Can they fail? Absolutely. It's all random. So Hashem can put that person into that system, into the humdrum of society, and let a person fend for themselves, which is a terrifying thought. But the second one is, Tastiris Ponecha Mimeni, says the Malbim, is that when we're talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually involve himself in that person's life, but will give them punishments within their life. So therefore, when a bad thing could be happening to a person, it could be one of these two things. There are many other options as well, but in this first pasuk, it could be a function of a person having lost hashkacha and just being the give and take of life rather than being a specific punishment, or it could be a punishment about a specific sin that a person needs to take into account. And what the Mishorer is saying is he's crying out and saying, Hashem, I can't bear either of these systems. Please save me to the point that I can say, Ashir al Hashem ki gomal alai. And ultimately, in the end of the day, I know that you will return and you will restore me to the place where I can thank you. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.